welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Day after Independence Day, we sure hope you had just an extraordinary time with family and friends, maybe a barbecue, seeing the wonderful fireworks, and possibly putting your pets in the house because they don't really like the fireworks, do they? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Well, not that they don't like the fireworks. We're going to be talking about your pets today on Take Two, because remember, Take Two is all about taking a fresh look, a new look at ourselves and the world around us. And so we're asking you to weigh in on this wonderful topic today. Now, you may think it's a frivolous topic, lighthearted, trivial, something of that nature, maybe insignificant, but it's not. It's not. You'll see how it is going to help us grow in virtue. And the topic today is, I never thought my dog, or we can replace cat, I never thought my dog or cat could teach me that. Okay? Think about that for a moment. Your pet, your furry little friend there, is just a wonderful companion to have in the home. They bring you joy. Every time you walk into the house, they're excited to see you. The unconditional love they impart. They live in the moment. Pets live in the moment. Each moment for them is like a brand new experience, and they savor every single second because they love it. They can teach us so many things. So we're going to ask you, what has your pet imparted to you just by their being who they were created to be, a beautiful creature from God? Now, St. Francis of Assisi understood that. You know, we hear a lot about the animals just gravitated towards him. They're just being who they were created to be, their authentic self. And so your wonderful pet actually can be a great teacher. And so we're going to ask you, okay, we're going to open the phone lines. Michael McCall is answering the phones today. He is just a fine, fine person to talk to. So you're going to call this number, 1-833-288-3986. And you'll be speaking to Michael for just a little bit. He'll put you on hold. You can listen live. And then you're going to jump right in and share about your pet, your dog or your cat, or even if it's an exotic animal or something that you have a relationship with, maybe a horse, something like of that nature. How have these beautiful creatures that God has blessed us with on this earth, how have they helped us grow in our faith walk? It's a bit of a stretch, but not really, because when we start to talk about it, you'll see how God gives us so many gifts. And a lot of times we can take them for granted because they're just here with us. And yet they can be great teachers, and they can help us along. And that's the key. And that's what we want to focus on, that God gives us so many helpers, if you will, to get us on that beautiful road to journeying closer to him, to developing that beautiful relationship with God. It's a great thing to talk about. So this is your time to brag about your pet. You can share with us how brilliant your pet is, but we're also going to learn from it, because I think we're going to walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God, maybe developing, building us in character and virtue and practicing that, okay? Because our pets do it so easily. We as human beings with a developed intelligence, we have trouble doing that. Why is that? Well, we have a lot more obstacles than our pets do. So it's very interesting. Let's talk about it. Okay, here's the number, 1-833-288-3986. Jerry Usher is on just a little bit longer of a summer break. He will be back with us, and we look forward to that time when he returns to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. But for now, we're going to ask you to please pick up the pace a bit and call in, because this is your show. We depend on you. If you don't call, you will just hear when Jerry's on, you'll hear Jerry and I just going back and forth, and that's fine if that's what you choose to listen to. But we want to hear from you, because we tap into your wisdom. So if you sit this out, if you walk away from your cell phone and say, somebody else will call in, they'll brag about their pet, I don't need to do it. That's not true. We need to hear from you. So if you're listening, we don't believe there's any accident. We believe it's time for you to call in and share with us about your horse, your dog, your cat, whatever wonderful animal you choose to bring into your and welcome into your household. There's got to be a reason. Maybe you've figured it out already. I'll share a little bit about my adorable Maltese, Gracie. Marty and I have learned so many things from her. I can't even begin to tell you how many things we've learned from her. Okay, I'll share one real quick before we take a pause and then we'll go to the phones. When my father was dying of cancer, my dad had just a real strong attachment to our dog, Gracie. Gracie's just a lover. She loves to sit on the couch beside you and just sit there and watch TV with you. She's just a lap dog. She's just amazing. But she really bonded with my father, and she knew my father was sick. You could tell. She was very disturbed every time she would see him. She would just kind of smother him in kisses, and she would lick his face, you know, to the point where we couldn't stop it. And I've heard stories that dogs can pick up on cancer and stuff like that. Anyway, my dad grew very attached to Gracie. Well, when my dad was about to depart this earth, just a few days before he was ready to go. He wanted to see Gracie again, and we brought Gracie to my parents' home, and Gracie immediately ran up to my dad, jumped up on his lap, kissed him all over the place, and then my dad got tired, and so we said it's time, we got to go. And we all knew that this was going to be the last time my dad was going to see Gracie, and Gracie, when we left, would not stop staring at my dad, to the point where my dad was sitting in a chair far away from the front door. And as we were walking out, my little 10-pound Maltese would stretch her body around my shoulder to try and take one last look at my father. And oh my goodness, my dad was a mess. He was crying. My husband was a mess. He was crying. I was crying. She was so sad. She loved him so much that she just wanted one more look at him. And I believe that's just from the beautiful unconditional love that our pets, God's creatures have for us. And that's a beautiful thing, and that can teach us so many things. So we want to ask you, has your pet imparted to you just, you know, pearls of wisdom that you can utilize in your daily life? See, it does turn out to be an important topic. It allows us to appreciate everything that God has created for us, and to utilize it to the best so that we can grow closer to Him. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And with your calls, we can take this show to great heights. So please keep calling, and let's go to the phones right after this short break.
Post your intentions on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's website. To get there, just click on the bright yellow J&D logo at take2show.com. Jerry and Debbie personally reply to every prayer intention that's posted. Others will also offer you their prayer support. When there's something important you want prayers for, post it on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's site. Visit take2show.com. Click on the J&D logo today.
One Midwestern state lawmaker says it's not just young people who need to be disciplined for bullying, especially online. I'm Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection with another Media Minute here on EWTN. Legislation to make cyberbullying a crime in Michigan is advancing in the state Senate there. Representative Peter Lucido of suburban Detroit sponsoring two measures that were unanimously approved recently by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
We're talking about not only adolescents, but adults. They can cross the line in either social media, they can cross the line on text messaging, anything to do that they don't do face-to-face.
The representative notes that the state does not have any laws addressing what has become a growing problem, he says, in schools and in workplaces. Lucido's bills would define cyberbullying as any message posted with a clear intent to communicate fear of bodily harm or death. I'm Teresa Tomeo with another Media Minute here on EWTN.
talking today on Take Two. I've never thought my dog or cat could teach me that. You could replace it with any animal that's in your household. So we want to just hear from you. Nadine, hold on one second. I just wanted to give a shout out to The World Over with Raymond Arroyo. That's tonight, 8 Eastern. The World Over. Oh, everything that Raymond does is phenomenal. Raymond welcomes tonight Lieutenant General Hal Moore, Gary Sinise, and Senator Jeremiah Denton. So please check it out, The World Over with Raymond Arroyo. You won't be disappointed. You'll learn something new for sure. So I just wanted to highlight that tonight, 8 Eastern time. Okay, when a line becomes open, please don't hesitate. You probably have the cell phone right in your hand. So start typing this number in, punching the number in, I should say. 1-833-288-3986 and get ready to call in. Nadine is first up in North Dakota, listening on AM 1370. Nadine, hello. Welcome to Take Two. Nadine. Oh, Nadine just dropped. Okay, Nadine, if you're listening, call back. We'll be happy to push you right to the top of the list. Michelle in Rochester Hills, Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Michelle. Michelle. Okay. Are we okay? Let's go to. All right. So we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. That's okay. Just hang on, guys. This is good. That means that we're going to learn something. See, whenever you have any type of technical problems, I always believe it's the dark one trying to just, you know, distract you, put a little obstacle up because you know, he doesn't want us to grow closer to God. And obviously this conversation is going to help us. So just be patient, persevere. We can make this happen. Let's go to Carol. Outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carol. Nope. Carol? Okay. Okay. So, Rich, I'm going to talk a little bit and we're going to go ahead and you're going to see if we can get, we have actually full phone lines. So please, we're working with engineering right now. Hang on. Please hang on. Jeff, if you can give me some social media comments, that would be great. And also I'm going to share with you some text messages that are coming in. We have a lot of folks sharing that their pets have helped them through depression, through PTSD, through going through chemotherapy, cancer situations. A lot of pets have helped folks with the breakup of families, unfortunately, when divorce. There's something about a beautiful family pet that just makes people feel like things are going to be okay. There's a better day ahead, you know? And it's really, really interesting how pets can create that beautiful, joyous feeling in the home. And I think sometimes we can take them for granted. And what I mean by that is they're there, you know, that we're responsible for them. We're feeding them, we're walking them, you know, taking care of them, grooming them. And yet, you know, they bring us so much joy, so much excitement in life. And it's really kind of interesting, but yet they're another one of our responsibilities. So sometimes that can weigh on us, right? You know, you're thinking, oh, I can't go away. What am I going to do with the dog? Or, you know, we can't leave for too long. The dog's going to have to go out. Somebody's got to walk the dog. Or it's snowing out or it's raining out. And you know, somebody's got to get up in the middle of the night and walk the dog. You know, it's very interesting. But yet they wait for us. They wait for us. And they show us such incredible love and incredible just a zest for life, don't they? It's a beautiful thing. And God thought of that. He thought of that because everything he made was good. And he looked at all the creation. He looked at our world. He looked at everything he created in it. And he said, it's good. It's really good. And why? Because it brings us. It should bring us anyway, closer to God. Because ultimately everything comes from God, goes back to God, right? It's all for the glory of God. And it's really a beautiful thing. So Jeff just sent this over from Anne on YouTube. She says, do you know what I learned working with dogs? I learned that if you yell at a dog or lose control of your temper with the dog, they look at you as inferior for losing control. You're no longer alpha. Wow. Interesting, Anne. So when you yell at a dog or lose control of your temper with the dog, they look at you as inferior for losing control. You're no longer alpha. Wow. That is fascinating. I never knew that. See how your wisdom is really helping us already? This is a good thing. And Jeff's going to be adding more comments. We just got another text message in that said, when my dog died, it was a really, really sad day. It was a really sad day because I grew so close to this wonderful little companion, four-legged companion that was in my home. And I went through a very horrific experience with my family. I want this to remain anonymous. So apparently this person went through a really, really difficult time with their family, very horrific. And they were saying that when the dog passed, it was just a really, really sad day. And a lot of people did not understand that. They kept saying it was just a dog. Wow. Has that ever happened to you? You know, you grew so close to this beautiful companion who was always there for you. The dog dies and people are like, it was just a dog. And you're thinking, it was not just a dog. That dog really helped me get through this horrific situation. Wow. So there's another thing there that we need to be sensitive to that. You know, people grow very close to their dogs and cats and horses and other animals. And it's really, we really need to be sensitive to that. We need to have empathy for that and compassion. So yeah, that's interesting. Okay. We're still working on the phones. You guys are hanging on. Nadia and Carol and Michelle and Anne and Catherine and Nadine, you guys are awesome. Hang on. EWTN is so great. We have the best engineers and they're working on it as quickly as they possibly can. So please hold on. Okay. Jeff just sent this over. Maria from YouTube. Our German Shepherd, okay, German Shepherd, we found out is part wolf. This dog has taught me so much about controlling my energy because she's so sensitive, much more sensitive than a domestic dog. Wow, interesting. So because the dog, the German Shepherd is part wolf, this dog taught Maria how to controlling her energy, much more sensitive. That is fascinating, Maria. Wow, look at these comments coming in. This is awesome. Okay, I think we got it ready. You guys are so cool. Catherine in Nebraska, listening on Amazon Alexa. Hi, Catherine. Let's see if we can bring you up on the air. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. So share with us. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, we have always had rescue dogs, and our current dog was a rescue from Florida. But the backstory is when we've had rescue dogs in the past, they've been older, and we've kind of really at times I felt like I had a hospice for dogs. We treated as best we could with kidney failure and almost like a peritoneal dialysis on her daily to increase her life. The last two, we made sure we learned on the stages of dying for pets, what they go through physically, so we would know what to expect. And through all that, I would always pray to St. Francis to give me the strength to continue this and to know when and to be acute to when the pet was telling me, okay, this is my time. And as a result, I truly think the dog we have now was a thank you from St. Francis. Mm. She's at the animal shelter a year and a half and is part Maltese and Shih Tzu, the kind in Florida people would pay hundreds of dollars for. She was in the paper several times in Florida, a month and a half, and it's like she was just everything was just waiting until we got there.
Wow.
You know, so she could become our little dog again. I mean, all of them, every dog we've had teaches me something new about humanity and being human and feelings and temper control and acceptance. So it's just been always a great blessing in our life to be able to share with our lives with four-legged creatures of God.
Right, right. Well, what a beautiful work you're doing with the rescue dogs, and I love how you have tied it into St. Francis. And I mean, what a beautiful story. But Catherine, let me ask you this, because these are the dogs, obviously, that, I mean, it's, I guess it's safe to say that most people don't want, correct?
They don't want, or the dog, you know, they're not cared for properly, or they're puppy mill dogs, you know, they've been attached to a lot of bad people, I guess.
Right, right. So when they, and you shared this, that you learned so much about, you said, being human and humanity and acceptance. I mean, when you get them, they are very, very fragile, you know, very vulnerable. I mean, they have seen the worst, you know, and so what you bring to their existence is a feeling of peace, I presume, and they're cared for, and that's so important. So you're giving to them, but they are also giving to you, like you just shared. You learned something, and I think that's a beautiful situation, because you are putting forth the energy to take care of these rescue animals. You've also tied it into a wonderful, strong saint, St. Francis, which I'm sure he's very pleased about. And yet these wonderful creatures of God that God, you know, thoughtfully prepared for us, are being cared for by you. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And so you could, in my opinion, you could make that a ministry, you know, because ministry is to help others get closer to God. But these are God's creatures, you know, and we need to respect that. And you're doing that in a beautiful way. So I just want to say thank you for the work, or I should say slash the ministry work you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. It's to me, it's always been a privilege to invite and care for a dog or a cat, you know, you have a pet, have them into your home.
Right. Right.
You know,
I know they're just beautiful. So, when you think about what God created for us, I'm right now still in Lake Tahoe, on the Nevada side, right on the border of Nevada, California. And I'm looking at the most beautiful, trees and the mountains and just it's, and I think at last night when the fireworks were happening, I couldn't help but have this overwhelming sense of gratitude for what God prepared for us on this beautiful earth. And that includes our four-legged friends. And I'll tell you what, it's just amazing. When you really contemplate and think about it and meditate on what he created for us, just for us, it really, truly is, you know, almost hard to comprehend because it's so beautiful. So, yeah, I'm right with you, Catherine. I think we're blessed to have
that's
these.
True.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for blessing our day, and we appreciate all you do. Okay. Thank you. And thanks for hanging on. And I think we've got the phone situation all fixed. So that's a wonderful thing. Nadine was first up and she called back. Thank you, Nadine. And we're going to bring you, can we bring Nadine? Okay, says no, we can't. Okay, we can't. Hold on 1 second, Nadine. Keep holding for a second. Rich, our producer, is right on top of things. He's like the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the curtain. He's controlling all the buttons and everything. It's just amazing what he does, Rich. So Rich Jesse's on top of things. He'll give me the signal of when we can bring Nadine on the air, and engineering is still working on things. But we got Catherine through. That's a good sign. We do have an open phone line because Catherine just freed a lineup. If you want to call in, you may wait just a teeny bit longer, but you get to brag about your furry little friend. 1-833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Okay, so here's the thing. I want to share this. My uncle, the priest, who I talk about a lot, he passed several years ago. He loved dogs, and he named his dogs Claire, and Francesco. Can you figure out why he did that? St. Clair, St. Francis, and he loved them so very much. They were great companions. A lot of priests have pets, and I think it's a wonderful thing, especially for pastors that are in the rectory. I think it's wonderful because it's just a great, it brings them a lot of companionship and love. And I remember my pastor, when he used to greet his dog Hope, Hope would come running up and just hug them and kiss them, and that's a good thing. It makes the priest feel loved, and that's wonderful. Okay, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we will go to Nadine. So Nadine, please hold on. We'll be right back. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Dr. Greg Popcheck.
We want listeners to see that God has a unique and unrepeatable plan for their lives and how to rejoice in the work God is doing in their hearts and in their homes.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
And this is an EWTN Bookmark Brief. I'm Doug Keck. I just finished talking with Justin Fatica and Father Peter John Cameron about the Hard as Nails ministry. Now, Father, you're coming on board full-time now, right?
You had been, what? July 1st.
Now, what had been your relationship prior to this?
Justin and I have been friends, and I've tried to offer some spiritual counsel and to give some input also to helping his missionaries at Hard as Nails since almost 9 or 10 years. So, okay. Yeah.
So you're coming on board full-time. And what's that web address if people want to get in touch with you or find out more about
Hard as Nails? You know, it's just like the UW10 series, www.rememberyouramazing.com.
That's right. And it was a great series.
It was.
And you're continuing to do more material for us, and we love it. Thank you so much. Talking with Justin Fatica and Father Peter John Cameron about Hard as Nails ministry. Look for the whole interview coming soon here on Bookmark. And this has been a Bookmark Brief.
The EWTN Warriors Rosary is a fitting tribute to all the spiritual warriors who have stood by us over the years. Handcrafted, each rosary is a unique creation. Get yours today. Visit EWTNRC.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I come from the other side of the tracks. See? My uncle used to have slot machines. Put one nickel in and it's emptied. Boom. And I brought him home in a bag, and my mother looked at me. Where did you get all that money? I said, I won him. You didn't win him. He fixed the machine. I didn't care if he fixed the machine or not, you know?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, this is Janet Benkovic-Williams. We bring you the truth of the Catholic faith on Women of Grace tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Thanks for joining us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Just Debbie today, flying solo, but no, I'm not. I'm with you guys because you're calling in and sharing about your pets. The topic for today is I never thought my dog could teach me that. You can replace that with a cat, a horse, whatever, a bird, whatever works. But we're learning a lot. I'm taking notes. You know how I love to take those notes. Jerry always teases me about that. He goes, you're going to just, when you die, they're going to be burying you with just pounds and tons of notebooks. That's right. Why not? Okay, Nadine in North Dakota, Sirius XM 130. Thanks, Nadine, so much for being first up initially and then waiting. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi. So
I guess, can you hear me now?
Sure, you sound great.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about I also have a rescue dog, and she must have come from an abusive past and everything, but she's a very good and loving dog, and what I say is a Walmart greeter of pets. She's very friendly. She goes up to other dogs and people and just, you know, accepts them as they are and everything. The big thing that I've learned from her is the acceptance. We are moving, downsizing from a large house to a temporary smaller one. And the smaller house is hasn't been lived in for a while, so it has a musty odor. there's things that need to be fixed on it and everything. And I have been loading up my vehicle and taking things from one house to the other to unpack it. And I take her with me all the time. And she kind of just, I put her down and she goes in the new place and she just kind of walks around and seems like she accepts it, you know, just, it seems like just as long as I'm with her and she's happy, she doesn't shy from anything about this house, whereas I'm kind of going, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to live here for a while till we find something that's moving in town. And again, I learned from her, I'm supposedly the higher intelligence, but I'm learning from her the acceptance of situations and things that we have no control of. And I think, you know, here she doesn't even know what's happening. It just, you know, goes in the car, goes back and forth, and just accepts it. And that's what I've learned from her, is to accept things and go with the flow. So,
well, and what I see of the beauty of this, Nadine, is that your dog just wants to be with you. Doesn't care where it's at. If it's in a house, apartment, a car, a hotel room, whatever, your dog just wants to be with you. Isn't that beautiful? When you think about it, like, pull yourself out of the situation for a moment and look at it. Just, you know, you're just watching it happen, like playing out on a movie screen. You'd be sitting there going, oh my goodness, how sweet. Look how this dog just wants to be with its owner and just wants to, doesn't care. And how much we can learn from that. It's so interesting because it's happening to you right now. But what I love about what you are expressing is you're recognizing it. See, you're recognizing the benefit of what your dog can teach you. And I think that's just going to make your journey so much more enjoyable. You're going to be able to maintain peace throughout it. And I think you'll have a much better outcome in the long run for all of you, because you have that attitude, if you will, that outlook. Wouldn't you agree with that, Nadine?
Yeah.
If you keep that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love
definitely.
Wow.
It's a change, and, you know, sometimes as humans we're unbending and unflexible, and yet, like you say, I kind of see, you know, her attachment to me, and then that's what's more important. It's not the material. We're learning to be less materialistic with the things that we have, because we've given away about one-third of our stuff. We've packed away one-third, and the other third in the new place, and it's just something that my husband and I realized that we don't need all these trappings. Mm-hmm. And it's just being there with, you know, it's being there with family and having the loved ones around us is most important. So,
yeah, it's all about love, Nadine, all about love. You know, God, they say it all the time in religious education. When the children are very small, they teach the children, you know, God is love. Okay, so, and they say that all the time. We say it, but do we really realize what that means? It's all about love then. And how beautiful is that? And you're experiencing that even through all the life circumstances that you're going through and the changes, but you're experiencing that beautiful love. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Keep us posted, Nadine. We're going to surround you in prayers that everything works out just beautifully for your family. And I think that's just great. And keep in touch with us. Will you do that?
Okay.
Thank
sure
you.
Will.
Thank you so much. Thanks for blessing our day as well. You are so awesome. You and Catherine just set the tone for this beautiful discussion. Real quickly, David on YouTube said, my shepherd mix has taught me nonverbal communication. She just looks at me and I figure out what it is that she needs or wants. It is usually based on the time of day and her daily habits. She only really bothers me when she needs something. Walk, food, loving. Okay, we got you, David. That's, yeah, nonverbal communication. Very, very interesting. Amy says, They have brought, oh, this is so true, Amy. They have brought dogs, because I witnessed this myself with my mom. They brought dogs into nursing homes, and they brought dogs and cats into nursing homes just to give people company. And they found out it lowers their blood pressure. Very, very true. It's such a beautiful thing what our pets do for the elderly. Okay, let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Carol. Carol is outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carol. Do we have you? Okay. Carol, call back, hopefully. Carol, and we'll get you on the air. Okay, let's go to Shannon. Shannon just weighed in via social media, and Shannon says, my dogs and cats were always there for me when I was lonely or sad. Wow. My dogs and cats were always there for me when I was lonely or sad. And Shannon, I too can relate to what you're saying, because when I'm having a really low day and I walk into our home and that little Gracie is just wagging her tail and she can't wait to see me like it's the very first time she's ever seen me, and I everything else melts away. But you know what that tells me, Shannon, too? It tells me that we as human beings need to step it up and not allow fellow human beings, the body of Christ, to be alone, to feel sad and alone. And that's what it tells me, because I think we have relied a lot on our pets to fill that void when we should be doing it as Catholic Christians. Maybe you guys can weigh in on that too and share your thoughts about that, because I think we've left it up to our pets to fill that. And that's, you know, they're doing a great job, but you know, we're meant to do that. We're meant to walk with one another. Just like Mother Teresa used to say, you know, everybody, you have to look at everybody as their Christ, and you've got to be out there helping each and every person, never letting anybody feel alone. So it's really, you know, it's an interesting topic. Maybe, you know, I'm going to make a note of that. We're going to do that as a future topic. I just made a note of it, how we can step it up with fellow human beings. Okay, so where are we at? We've got more. Let me do this real quickly. Can I do this real fast? I just want to highlight this. And this helps us. There's a new book by EWTN Publishing. And it is The Spark of Faith. Okay, so this can tie into what we're talking about today. Listen up to this. This is really interesting. The Spark of Faith, Understanding the Power of Reaching Out to God by Father Wojciech Giertych. The Spark of Faith will help you focus your attention on God as the fundamental source of all the spiritual goods we need and cherish. Father Giertych has served as the theologian of the papal household for two popes and resides in the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. Isn't that cool? I've never even heard of a palace. I want to reside in the palace. No, I'm just teasing. I just think it sounds cool to say that. I reside in the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. His is wisdom you can trust. The Spark of Faith, Understanding the Power of Reaching Out to God. It's available now. Okay, available now at EWTNRC.com. That's the EWTN's religious catalog. This can really help us. You know, the whole idea of Take Two is that we want to get closer to God. And when we present to you resources like this particular one, The Spark of Faith, they're all to help you grow deeper in your relationship with God. And that's what it's all about, about being here and being alive. I mean, we're on a journey. We're on a path. And hopefully we have our eyes fixed on Jesus and we're walking towards that, developing our relationship. And you know, the more you read about stories of people falling into deep depression, even taking their own life, you know, a lot of folks are struggle. They have found that when they talk to family members and stuff, a lot of folks have struggled with their relationship with God. So you can see how important it is. The deeper, the closer you are to God, the more prepared you are to handle all of life's challenges. And so I just wanted to share that with you. And just to remind all of us that that's what Take Two is all about. So if we can do this, Rich, if you could, queue up just a quick break. I'm going to reset my computer because it just froze. But that's life. You know, we're moving along and we're having a great discussion. So if you could just, we could hit the pause button for just a moment and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go more to your comments and calls here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I have more to share with you via text messaging and emails, and you guys are just, oh my goodness, you are emailing in like crazy. But I love that because that means that you have something to say about this. So it's very, very important. So if we could, can we roll that break, Rich? I don't know if Rich can hear me. I hope he can. Okay, well, let me share some more stories. I'll just keep talking until Rich tells me I can't talk anymore. I just wanted to share, we have another text message that came in from a regular listener that said they wanted to know, maybe you guys could weigh in on this real quickly. They wanted to know why it is that we, you know, we focus on our pets and we do a lot of care for our pets, which rightly so we should because they're God's creatures, but where there's a lot of, you know, charities and things being raised, money being raised to help pets, which is great. But yet, sometimes with human beings, we don't focus enough on them. That's an interesting, that's a whole nother discussion as well. I personally believe the reason why you get an emotional response to raising money for pets or for animals or for, you know, animal abuse and stuff like that, I think it's because you see them, you know, as completely helpless, you know, and so as human beings, those emotions well up inside of us and we're thinking to ourselves, you know, I can do something to help them. They need our help. And so I'm going to be there. And, you know, not that we don't, I mean, of course, with unborn children, there's that same feeling, of course, but you know, but yet you have to weigh in the fact that that unborn child's being carried by their mother, and so that's a human being that can do something about it. Whereas pets, they're out there very vulnerable, and so we can easily be moved to with compassion and to do something for God's creatures. So that's what I think, anyway. I mean, I would love somebody else to weigh in.
How, anybody? Okay. Can anybody weigh in?
Yeah, I would love for you to weigh in. Because my, is this Jack?
It is.
It is Jack? Hi, Jack.
Hi,
how are
Debbie.
You?
I'm great. Thank you. This is a wonderful topic that you guys have on the program today. I'm Jack Williams, by the way.
Thank you.
You hear me every day. 3 p.m.
General Manager.
2 p.m. Eastern, yeah. 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN's open line. But this is such a wonderful topic because pets and animals are such a huge part of so many of our lives. And I heard one of our evangelical brothers and sisters who is a pastor who told a story. He was, as a young man, married, and his wife unfortunately passed away shortly after they were married when they were very young people. And he had a house that was on some acreage, and so he got a golden retriever puppy shortly after his wife had passed away to kind of help him keep him company. And, you know, which I think is the story for a lot of people who, you know, will purchase animals or will obtain animals as companions. And so, obviously, you know, he had this dog from the time it was a puppy and they developed a very close bond. And every day when he would come home from work, he would roll up this driveway. Like I said, they lived out in the country on some acreage, and the dog would come ambling across the lawn down to the truck and would follow the truck all the way up the long driveway to, you know, where he parked it up behind the house. And this was years and years and years that this scene, you know, replayed itself. And one day, the dog was a little older, obviously, and he came home from work and no dog. Came ambling across the yard. And so he noticed right away that that was a little out of the ordinary. So he drove up, parked the truck, still no dog, nowhere around the house. He looked around the house. He looked around the grounds. He couldn't find the dog anywhere. Had no idea where the dog could have been. Obviously, he was, you know, upset to a certain degree. You know, he just at that point just kind of said a little prayer and had to hope that, you know, the dog would show up eventually. So as he was going about his business that evening, he was outside doing something, and he heard a whimpering that was coming from under the deck of the house. So he went to investigate this whimpering, and he looked under the deck, and he saw the dog as far back up against the deck, against the house under the deck as he could get. And it looked like he had been hit by a car or something. He was, you know, clearly in some distress and clearly in some kind of pain. So immediately, of course, he crawled. He got down and crawled underneath the deck. And because the dog wasn't responding to his prompts to come out from under the deck. So he crawled out there and he got to within an arm's length of the dog. And he reached out to the dog. And the dog kind of cowered back and growled at him.
Oh.
And he said it broke his heart. And, you know, the dog ended up recovering, so that's the mm-hmm. good part of the story. But he said he immediately, almost instantaneously, it was like a dagger to his heart. And he immediately thought, how many times has our Lord reached out to us when we were in moments of distress and we growled at him?
Oh. Wow, Jack, as you were saying this, I could just feel, you know, the Holy Spirit is definitely present in this conversation. You are so right. You are so right.
You know, and we tackle, do pets go to heaven? You know, that's the, you know, these, yeah. These, yeah. These have you gotten that yeah. question yet today, by the way?
Not yet. I was surprised, and I always get nervous about that question because, you know, you clearly have to answer as church teaching, so it's always a difficult subject.
No, it is, but it's, you know, it's really, it is something to reflect on, and I think it was very insightful, you know, what the Lord showed him in that moment, and we, I think, all too often find ourselves in that position where, you know, and it kind of ties into the whole notion of the man in the flood who's,
right,
you know,
right.
stranded on the roof of his house.
Yeah, and they sent a boat.
And then, you know, a boat comes by and he says, no, God will rescue me. And then a plane came by. No, God will rescue me. A helicopter came over. God will rescue me. And finally, as the waters are rising, he said, God, I thought you would rescue me. And God said, well, I sent you a boat and a plane and a helicopter. What more can I do here? So,
I know, but it's so us, Jack. I mean, even when you were just talking about that story, I mean, it's the way we react as human beings, and we all do it the same way. You know, what is it? When are we going to really learn that God is there for us? He's not against us, right?
Well, and I think the mistake we make that's really kind of the genesis of all of this is it's so easy in our busy lives and in the hustle and bustle of everything that's going about around us to lose sight of who's really in control of the situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's moments like those when you realize, you know, is our Lord really the one that I'm looking to in all situations? And,
right.
you know, we're human. He understands that. And it's, you know, we have finite limitations, to be sure. But it's, you know, conversion should be an ongoing process, and it's something we should always revisit. And I think a show like this gives us the opportunity to revisit these things that our Lord has choose to use part of his creation to teach us a lesson.
That's exactly right. Jack, look how Jesus spoke in parables. I mean, he spoke in parables so that they could understand what he was trying to say because it was so overwhelming to grasp. So he spoke in parables. It would make sense that he uses our four-legged fluffy friends to help us along. It would make complete sense, don't you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that it's not yeah. beyond the realm of possibility by any stretch of the imagination.
Right,
you know, he's so
right.
good to us. And you know, really all of this, you know, all of this are just examples of his absolutely infinite mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, all the effort that he goes to try to impress these points upon us, and he never stops. He never stops, no matter how stupid we are, no matter how obstinate we are, no matter how much we try to turn our back on the things that he's trying to do for us, right? I mean,
it's so true.
He's always there. He never goes away. You know, he is the Holy Spirit is the hound of heaven. You know, he will never forsake us. And oftentimes, when we turn something, and I'm not suggesting this to any of our listeners by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, we can make an idol out of anything, and we can make an idol out of a companion pet. And sometimes our Lord is so above and beyond everything that he can take that idol we've created and turn it into something that'll bring us closer to him.
Right. Amen to that. Jack Williams is with us. He jumped in, shared with us a very powerful story. I'm going to have to listen to the show again just to hear the story again in detail. But Jack, stick around because Michelle's been waiting so long and we have about a minute to give her. But I didn't want to give up on Michelle in Rochester Hills, Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. Michelle, I'm sorry. We only have a minute, but I wanted to bring you on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about my little dog, Maggie. She passed away last night. But before we did yesterday, we had a mass for the United States and a rosary, and it was held outside, and I was able to bring her with me. And she was a companion, and she was wonderful. She helped me through the death of my son and also the death of my husband, and she is greatly missed.
Well, our hearts are with you today, Michelle, because you could hear there's just a sadness in your voice, and just know that we're praying around you to give you that peaceful spirit, the joyful spirit again, because you miss your pet, and that's understandable, Jack. I mean, when our pets leave us, it's you know, we're sad because they brought us incredible joy, so we've got to replace that with a lot of prayer to bring that joy back in. Wouldn't you say, Jack?
Oh, no question about it. And I would try to reflect, obviously, on the great joy that the pet. What did you say? Did you say her name was Maggie?
I believe so. Yes.
Oh, she's gone. I have inherited a little dog named Maggie. In the process of getting married, I gained two daughters, seven grandchildren, which will become nine grandchildren tomorrow morning, and a little Morkie named Maggie.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So, you know, I can relate to Michelle. If anything happened to little Maggie, I would do some serious reflection on, you know, and I think that, you know, that's how we're wired. You know, we sentimentality is part of our essence, because I think sentimentality is part of God's essence. We're created in his image and likeness, and we can learn things about our Lord simply by looking at our interior feelings and how we handle situations and reflecting upon, you know, the Word of God, the teaching of the church and the magisterium in all these things that we do. And anything, even Rich Jesse, can teach us a lesson or bring us closer to God, huh?
Yeah, that's so true. Well, I just want to say, Jack, thank you so much for jumping in and sharing your powerful words and the story that you shared. We appreciate it. Carol and the others, we're so very sorry. But guess what? There's another show tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we're talking about, this is interesting, Jack, if you're still listening, this is interesting. Finish kind of the sentence. It is time to ...
End the show.
Yes, the show is ending in about 30 seconds. But what is it time to do in your life? Lose weight, clean up your finances in your life, maybe switch a job or change a job, change a vocation, career. We want to hear from you tomorrow. But until then, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.